Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
I gotta fuck up every now and then. I hit the wrong button.
You fucked up last time too.
What up? It's your boy Slow yeah. Bone of the Mo Thugs Movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though. Listen, in a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice, the Misfits of Gold weekly special. If you're a faint of heart, weak of mind, get the fuck off my radio station because this is my show. Kick off your shoes Wednesday. It's not for the faint of heart, so it's an 18-plus show. On the show today, we got Cash 916, a tremendous artist from the West Coast. We got MF Beck and Travis Hyland. Fellas, what's happening?
Yo,
y'all aren't
there? Speak it up. I was being crazy.
That motherfucker's going to embarrass me on my own show. What the fuck is up with that?
Bro, you've been embarrassed a lot lately. So,
oh, you want to take it there? You really want to take it there, bro? Do you, man? Come on now.
I don't want to take it there with me. I feel bad for what these people are trying to do to you, man. Honestly, I just got to make jokes of it, man. There's no other way but to get through about the laughs at the ridiculousness of these motherfuckers that can't fucking fathom the fact that you're doing great. And that you have a voice and that people fucking listen and that you have thousands of followers that listen to you and they want to try to fucking sabotage some shit like that after you show common courtesy to them. I don't get it, bro. So that's fucking comedy to me. How fucking idiots could act like that. But hey, that's just my opinion.
But I'm a preacher, man. I'm a preacher. You know, I'm a preacher, hey. Bro. I roll with dignity. But get the fuck out of here with your fake ass, two teeth having
hey.
Motherfucking hillbilly ass. Take your ass back to Georgia. You know?
That's what they get. They try to look at priests. Look at the priests, bro. They try to lure you with religion and thinking that they, you know, that you're gonna believe them. You know, just because they throw the religion type backing or the reverend or the deacon in front of their fucking name or even the doctor in front of their name. You know what I mean? Come on, bro.
Yeah.
I was born on a day, but I wasn't born yesterday. You son of a bitch.
Well, I smell coldly air a mile away.
Yeah. You know. Them motherfuckers think they know what music is. You know, these hip-hoppers, man, these dudes that are fucking out there in their four-wheel drives with 2.5 teeth in their mouth and one of them is a fucking implant. They don't even know what the fuck is going on, bro. You know, and yet they want to try to come on a show that gets 300,000-plus live listens and they want to try to ridicule a man. And it's all good because, you know what? I'm above that. You know, matter of fact, I'm going to show them what some real fucking rap is about. Up church, down church, whatever the fuck your name is, you little Georgia boys, you little faggots that, you know, sleep with your sisters and your mothers, out there with your toothless hillbilly ass living in your single wives. This one's for you.
That far.
Hey, smooth. Volume up. Turn it up, yeah, that part. All bass, no treble, yeah, that part. You hear the motherfucking strings, yeah, that part. I'm just in it for the cream, yeah, that part. I grew up with hood dreams, yeah, that part. So I want a hood thing, yeah, that part. Must have the mayo on gold things, that part. Cuban link, pinky ring, yeah, that part. Thick ass bankroll, yeah, that part. Hella thick assholes, yeah, that part. They're like Tupac, fresh out, spitting on you niggas.
play no more. You know what? Because they can't even fade you, Cash.
I'll finish it. I'm a Sacramento King. Yeah, that part. Even my 9-hole 16, that part, Cash.
Yeah, bet on that. You know, you guys saw what happened. You guys saw what portrayed and reared its ugly head. You saw the, you know, the attack on me. And, bruh, I think it's fucking hilarious. I think scratching my nuts is more relevant than giving them attention. You know, they accuse me of going and having their pages removed. They accuse me of having all their stuff taken down. But I'd rather scratch my nuts than give them that much time of my day. But I do want to give a reference to them. If I'm in your head that deep, realize this. I ain't paying rent, motherfucker. I ain't paying rent. And, you know, since we're talking about money, I kind of want to jump on the wall here, you know. A lot of people jumped on Facebook, ridiculed what I think is a tremendous president. You know, I think he's a great president. I didn't like him at first. I'm not going to lie about that. I hated Trump. But I got to tell you what, I love that motherfucker. I really love him. And, you know, I got in an argument with a gentleman on one of my sponsors' pages. I don't generally do that. Well, yeah, I do. But, you know, I do it in a prolific manner, and I try to keep it justified and make them look stupid. And this fool is going to come at me and talk about, oh, well, the border isn't going to help. The drugs are still going to come in from the ports. Yeah, right? I'm not stupid, you know. And, you know, he started going on with these different things, and he said terrorism comes from America. You know, it doesn't come from without. And I'm sitting there going, what the fuck? So I asked him, how much do you support America? And I went to his page and I saw that he sells knockoff purses and items. And so I kind of clowned his ass. I said, you buy your shit from China and Thailand, so how the fuck are you supporting the American economy? Shut his ass up real quick, bro. I mean, shut him up real quick. But, you know, one thing that really perturbed me was the issue that the Democrats feel that they have a right to have equal airtime as the President of the United States whenever he goes on television. MF Beck, this is two times now that Pelosi and her little sidekicks have jumped on the airways and have truly, you know, bitched and complained until they got equal airtime as the President. Do you feel that just because you hold the political seat that you should be entitled to airtime such as our president?
I think it's relevant, personally. I think it depends on the subject matter. I think it depends on who's talking. You know, are you actually going to present information like viable facts, like anything that we can actually use to better the situation or to move forward with what we're talking about? You know, as far as, like, what Pelosi's doing and all those motherfuckers, it's, you know, I get why everybody wants to build a wall. There's crime, there's this, there's all these statistics that keep coming out. Bad shit's happening at the fucking border that the media doesn't want to fucking cover. And you look at the politicians. They use these people, like, that are coming across the border as votes. Yeah, I hate to say it, but that's exactly what the fuck it is. That's their game to get votes. That's their game to, you know, keep their power in their political sphere. So, of course, if a wall gets built, the next thing you're going to be doing is coming for the immigration aspect. And then, you know, next thing you know, these people are worried about losing their control. But at the same time, flip side of the coin, you get the other people that are going for control. So you look at it like this way. Like my old man said this the other day, and it's probably like the smartest thing I've ever heard him say. That says a lot. But he said, you know, liberals, they want power, and they want to be in politics for money, you know, things of that nature. Now, the Republicans want to be in office or in politics because of power. They already have money. They came from, you know, richer families and everything else, and you get the liberals that came from, you know, lesser people or whatever the case might be. So it's really a fucking power struggle. And you get a lot of people that are caught in the fucking middle of shit, and you get these policies that have nothing to do with the fucking people because it's like, you know, follow what we say or there's going to be consequences. And that comes on fucking both sides, dude. And then you look at fucking people that hate Trump, and this is like one of my favorite things right now. It's they act like racists. You know, like, think about it. Like, how many of these youngsters hate Trump just because somebody else told them to hate Trump and they were taught to hate Trump? Or these people just because the media fucking says it, you know what I mean? Last I checked, racist fucking white people are raised the same exact fucking way. As much as they're claiming people would be racist, like, y'all got some racist-ass tendencies, but you're not using, you know, like, skin term racial. It's a fucking trick, dude. But I don't know. I think the country needs to get in a fucking better shape or whatever we can. But Trump's really the only fucking option we got right now. And it's like picking the greater or the lesser of two evils, you know? Because he's not a fucking politician. Like, no, do I trust him? No. But I trust him more than politicians. Why? Because he's a businessman. So I can at least understand what his end game is, what he's looking for. You know what I mean? Like, I have some sort of an idea on what he's doing. He sees green. He don't give a fuck about black, white, purple, pink, you know, blue, white, red. He cares about green. Understand that.
Yeah. You know, it's a very relevant, I mean, aspect. I mean, I agree and I disagree with some of your thoughts, but that's what's so wonderful about our, you know, we have the right, and at the end of the show, we still walk away brothers. And I think if you're the president of the United States, you're entitled to have your say. I mean, these people haven't earned the right to fill your shoes. So, I mean, in all reality, she can go give me a gummy with her palatio. I still can't believe we got that in the Urban Dictionary, bro. That just kills me, man.
Well, I got to say that, bro. If you get a leader that's sitting there talking, you know, if the people don't respect the guy, it's all going to be a waste of time anyway. So how can the leader go to get these people respected to a point to where it doesn't matter if it's like, you know, I'm entitled to this time of talking. If nobody's going to listen to me, that entitlement of time doesn't really fucking matter. It's like saying, you know, your leadership has a, what do you call it, a currency, right? You know, a certain amount of currency with your leadership. If you spend that currency on fucking bullshit that doesn't matter, then people are, you're not going to have it for, you know, the times that actually do matter. So it's like, where are you going to pick the fights? Like, Trump knows when to pick fights. These people want to act like they should be on the same fucking scale as him. He knows that he deserves that time, but you got to get the other people to respect that fact and to accept the fact that he deserves that time, not just feel obligated or that they have to do it.
Yeah. You know, I kind of want to change the subject for a moment because I think this is a Travis issue. You know, I kind of want to jump to the transgender aspect of where I kind of want to take some of today's show. You know, I've seen a post that said transgender people just want us to accept them for who they are, yet they couldn't accept themselves for who they were. What are your thoughts?
It's man.
Oh, man. I mean, that rings so true, you know, and that makes me think of another meme I saw recently where it said, you know, welcome to California, the state where you can change your gender, but you're not allowed to change your muffler. Because Gavin Newsom just passed a fucking bill saying that every kind of exhaust, modified exhaust, is now illegal in this state. You know, and what I don't get about it, Don, is, you know, when I was growing up as a child, you know, some people are short, some people are tall, some people are fat, some people's brains are fucking broken, some people are fucking crazy. And it's like we've moved into this society that is so sensitive and so focused on people's feelings that we're overlooking the fact that, you know, 9 out of 10 of these people who are transgenders are fucking insane. You know, they have, you know, deep-seated emotional traumas, and they're going out in the world trying to get things, you know, to be changed. And I mean, Johnny can speak to this because he has kids who are in high school, and, you know, it has become trendy to be, you know, transgender, to be special, I'm really a fox trapped in a person's body today, and it makes you unique and special and gives you, you know, some weird kind of validation. And we're moving away from, you know, real life and what is real and tangible and going outside, you know, shaking somebody's hand and looking somebody in the eye, and we're moving into this completely fake, completely fabricated PC culture that is just so fucking out of control for the left-hand side that, you know, I don't know where it ends. And if we keep making concessions in terms of, you know, changing all these rules for the 5 or 6,000 crazy loudmouths who, you know, need there to be a third bathroom rather than to just use whatever the fuck is there, you know, that is where we're seeing the decline in society, I think.
Yeah, we already had a complaint. I got a little warning across my board, and they kept trying to kick one of my mics off, but we still kept rolling. You know, FCC, this show, you can kiss my ass. You know, you can take me down all you want. I'm still going to
do it. Damn, we're only 14 minutes into it, too.
I know,
I mean,
right?
And the thing is nobody is here saying is that anybody should have any less rights than any person, you know? I am the most liberal motherfucker in the world when it comes to your rights end at the exact point where somebody else's began. But that doesn't mean that, you know, I get to go out and make the entire objective world in the public sphere
change to my particular opinion or emotion on this day. You know, that's fucking crazy and ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, when I saw that post about, you know, the acceptance, I mean, they can't even accept themselves. So, I mean, how can you even consider it a relevant argument if you can't even accept yourself for who you were? And, you know, that plays a big part of my heart and in my mind and my thoughts and the way I roll my life. As you guys know, I'm transparent. You know, I'm the same person in life as I am on the show, as I am in social media or at an event. I don't change for nobody, and I'm not going to change for anybody. That's why I love this show, because I can come on once a week. I can say whatever the hell I want. I don't have to be Mr. Oh, hey, how you doing? You know, fuck all that shit. This is a show that I get to be me. You know, honestly, they already took my fucking unicorns. They took my rainbows. Fuck them.
Bubbles and butterflies.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, man, but God created Adam as Eve, not 78 different fucking genders, you know? And like I said many a times before, if I catch a dude in a dress standing pissing in a little girl's bathroom, I'm going to beat the fuck out of him. I'm sorry, but nah, man, no grown man should be able to piss in the same bathroom as my child. Johnny, you got kids. How would you feel if you knew a grown man came out of the bathroom, the same bathroom as your little girl?
I'll rip his dick off for him so the doctor don't have to do it, honestly. But, seriously, bro, like, I don't, it's precautions, dude, honestly. Like, you got to know what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? My daughters don't go to the bathroom by themselves. If we're out in public, you know, it's either me or their mom taking them to the restroom. You know what I mean? It's usually their mom because I have little girls. But, you know what I mean? It's protected because we never had to go through this shit when we were younger. You know what I mean? You never had to worry about a fucking weirdo being in the bathroom, you know, or I don't want to say weirdo, but or like a transgender person being in the bathroom because it really was never heard of. I mean, you knew it happened, but you never, you know, that was never close to home. You know, that shit was in fucking Hollywood or it was in Vegas or, you know what I mean? It was somewhere to where, not in our neighborhoods though, you know, it wasn't nothing like that. But, and, you know, we went off the parks and we did shit by ourselves. You can't do that nowadays because there's so many people out there that you don't know what they're doing. You don't know what their intentions are. Yeah, I accept you. You know what I mean? I have no problem if you're a guy and you want to be a girl or vice versa. But when it comes to my kids and my kids being put through it or my kids seeing it or even around my kids, I'm cautious about it. You know what I mean? There's a transgender person that works at the Walmart by my house. And I'm talking about, it's only obvious. I mean, like, I'm talking 5 o'clock shadow with lipstick. You know what I mean? It's pretty bad. Like, I mean, there's no, it's, fuck, it's
well,
it's a bad
Johnny,
look,
let me
you know?
Ask you this. Let me ask you this, Johnny. Let's say you're at that store and that transgender person that you're speaking of comes up and says, can I give you a hand? How would you take that, bro?
Like a handy or like a hand with my groceries?
No, just in general, just said, hey, sir, can I give you a hand? And kind of just
I
gave
got
you
it,
that,
bro.
That look.
I got it, bro.
Oh, man, I want to fuck with you, man, because you know what? I'm a lesbian. Fuck that. I'm a straight lesbian. You know, I'm down with the lesbian community. You know, I'm not going to lie. I'm good with that. You know, Travis, I saw something, you know, today, or I can't, you know, well, I spoke to somebody about this situation today. And since you're the philosopher, you know, you seem to know everything about life, animals, you know, all different types of weird shit that me, Johnny, or MF have no clue about.
life,
you know,
animals.
I have a friend that has a chihuahua, and it has a constant boner. Its meat never gets withdrawn back in.
It's got the pocket rocket.
Oh, yeah, big red, you know, shining, standing proud and proud and pink, I guess. I don't know. But what can this particular person do to, because the vet told them, you know, to ejaculate the dog with Vaseline, and maybe that would help. What would be your advice? To this friend that I know, what would what would you say to them in controlling this, constant erection?
I mean, chihuahuas are an inviolable breed as it is. You're like the motherfucker outside that's just going to die. So, I mean, personally, you should just cut the balls off. I mean,
they did.
They cut the balls off of, big, working, wonderful, dogs that serve a purpose. You got a fucking, a half-pound teacup that's trying to fuck everything, man. You got to cut the balls off that thing, Don.
That's the thing. It's not trying to fuck everything. It's dick is just hard constantly. Kind of like you.
Well, just let the red rocket fly, dude. Just don't pay no mind.
You gotta cut the balls off that thing.
Don't let it jump on you and shit, but let the red rocket fly, dog.
You're sleeping on the task, you'll come up and stick that motherfucker in your ear. Nah, you gotta cut the balls off that dog.
Travis, you've been in one too many situations that I don't even want to know about, homie.
I'm looking at this realistically, dog. And I'm just of the type where I feel like if you have a problem like that, it needs to be addressed.
I'm dying, man. I just took a big old hit off my pipe, and you made me choke, man. You made me ruin my fucking hit, bro.
Hey, brother, him make you choke than the chihuahua.
Right.
All right.
And at the same time, you should never be telling the grown man he made you choke.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm going to get off this subject because y'all are going to try to start clowning. My dick is already world famous. It's around the world by now.
Well, thank God none of us have seen it.
Oh, you lying motherfuckers, man. You're the first one to see it. But the bad thing is, this so-called preacher spread my dick across the world. Man, I don't even know how to handle having a famous dick. I don't.
You gotta copyright
Johnny,
that shit, bro. Copyright.
Yeah, right?
That way nobody can be using images of it and shit.
Hey, get some insurance
Johnny,
on it, like fucking Tina Turner did her legs. You got to get some insurance on the schlong, dog.
Right? Yeah. Go into the insurance office. Yeah, I'd like to insure my baby leg. I can only imagine. Well, how much, sir? I don't know. How much should I put per inch? Do we go by girth? Do we go by how do we do this? Would you like to see it? Would you like to fondle it? But on the upside, it allowed me to meet a really tremendous lady. It allowed me to meet somebody that allowed me to open a certain part of myself that I haven't in years. So that was kind of cool, The rest of them are all getting blocked like motherfuckers. But the thing of it is, the puppet thought he was going to take me down, but really... He brought me the happiest moments of my life. That's kind of cool. Johnny, you're a public figure. Are you claim to be, you want to be, I don't know, however you want to put it. You get up on stage and you rap in front of three or four people, so I guess that does make you a star. But If that situation was to happen to you, how would you handle it?
Bro, I got a video floating out somewhere. But,
I seen of you looking in the mirror smacking your own ass.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
you gotta buy the book to get the DVD. But, you just gotta fucking roll with the punches there, I guess, because there's gonna be people, that have something negative to say, and then there's people that are gonna have stuff positive to say. I would just roll with it. Yeah, you just got to roll with it. And then choose who you respond to and choose who you don't respond to. All the ladies get first response. All the fellas fuck.
Oh, no, only one of them is getting a response. And I'm cool with the one that I let in my world in that aspect. I'm straight with that.
She must be listening right now.
Oh, shit.
good job of saving face. Good job of saving
that head and demented. Why would I? Oh, she probably is.
That's why you. That's why you asked me the. That's why you asked me the question, because you wanted the real deal, Holyfield.
Nah, bro.
Hey, just pull with it, man. That's all you could do.
Is why do people try to take down people who have really busted their ass? People who have really earned and never asked anybody for anything, but have gained legendary status. Like, each and every one of us, except for Travis, has truly done. I mean, we have all busted our ass to get where we're at. You know, we've created a name for ourselves in the industry, and Travis, I'm messing with you. You're just as viable as everybody on this panel. But why do they feel the necessity to tear someone down just because they're doing better than they are in life? And I'll start with you,
Travis.
Because
they're fucking humans.
Yeah.
Man, like I said, you know, it's taking the easy road, Don. It's seeing who's already done good, who's already built up, you know, who's put in 20 years of fucking work and going, oh, let me fucking attach myself to them like a goddamn parasite, and, you know, I'll be big too. I mean, I know so many MMA coaches who do the same thing, you know. They find one, you know, underage girl who they can work with. Jim Sandusky from what I'm but you know, it's something about human nature to where people, you know, there's a lot of people who are looking for the low hanging fruit. They're looking for the easiest fucking way possible, and you know, they just want to attach themselves to the first thing they can do to get themselves famous.
Right. The sad thing was, you guys were on this show. This man said, man, I love you. I want to do great things with you, you know. And it was all part of a conspiracy, you know. And that's the part of life I don't get. I guess maybe I'm too gullible, or maybe my heart just don't really see that negative aspect of life because I'm from a different era. And that's what I love about this show, is because we got all different age groups, all different walks of life on this show. And it gives a viable aspect to it. You know, I kind of want to move away from that because there's an issue that really pisses me off. You know, Travis, you can relate to this as, you know, you're Native American. You know, I'm Native American and Irish. You know, you look at more and more now, you hear the African American community bitching about retribution. Well, you can hate me if you want. You can not listen to my show if you want. I don't give two shits. But the bottom line is, when you look at slavery, first and foremost, Africa sold their own people to the foreigners that took over the United States, because technically it was Mexico and belonged to the Native Americans to begin with. But you hear these people bitch about retribution. Now look at, the other day there was a young man about 23 years old who was bitching about this. And I'm like, first and foremost, I don't believe in retribution. You know, I have a right to complain about it. You know, my ancestors were murdered after they fed the white man. You know, and you don't hear me bitch about it. I've earned everything I got. But then you hear this young man talk in a video, and he talks about how the government owes him. Well, first and foremost, your own people sold you. So looking at it with that ideology, how did the term retribution come to form, and do you believe that retribution should exist in the United States? Do you believe that the government should have to pay for something that was done so many years ago, and in the true aspects, you know, they sold their people as you would sell a pineapple at the grocery store?
I mean, man, I think personally, you know, there's nobody who's still alive who was around when fucking slavery. You know, it's a dead issue. We have real racism that's still, you know, that was going on just a few years ago up at Standing Rock. You know, where Native Americans, who, like you said, were the original inhabitants of this land that got genocided the fuck out, are still getting lied to and fucked with, and nobody seems to fucking care, you know? I don't even think it's a racial thing, man. I think it's a socioeconomic thing, you know? It's a poor people can go fuck themselves, while this, you know, tippy top 1% fucking, you know, these fucking West Coast fucking elitist Democrats who just sit up there with their billions of fucking dollars, and, you know, Nancy Pelosi during this whole government shutdown, she's in fucking Honolulu at the fucking Four Seasons on vacation, but yet she still wants to bitch about how, you know, it's other rich white people who are fucking all of these minority groups. And it's not the fucking case anymore, man, you know. We need to move past all of these things where my ancestors were fucking, you know, fucked with. Oh, yeah, you know, black people were not the only slaves in this country. When Britain first came over here, there was a fuck ton of white slaves that they brought with them that they just called indentured servants.
You know, the gangster was Spain and fucking the Portuguese that were the main ones with the fucking slave trade.
Fucking Irish were slaves for fucking hundreds of fucking years. I mean, you know, it's
the Chinese.
How far the fuck do you want to go back? I mean, we put Chinese people here in fucking concentration camps in World War II. Nobody wants to fucking talk about that. It's again with these fucking oppression Olympics, man, where we need to move past all of this whining about who had it worse and come into today, you know, come into individuals. There doesn't need to be this fucking Democrat-Republican party. Everybody needs to be treated as an individual on their individual basis with their individual strengths and their individual characteristics, man. I mean, that's what social media should be used for. Instead, it gets used to bitch and bully and, you know, make fucking all these little hate groups. And it's fucking ridiculous, man.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I got a fix for this whole retribution issue. And, MF, I want your thoughts on it, and then, Cash, I'll get your thoughts. I'll give you retribution, but I'm going to cut your ass off of EBT, off of welfare, off of medical funding. So you got a choice. You could already leech off the government like you are, or you can continue to bitch and try to leech off the government more and get retribution. Do you think that would be a fair economical base to shut some of these people up? Yeah, start with you, MF.
Well, you know me. My whole thing is everybody's just got to work for it, you know what I mean? Think of it like if you're playing
MF, tell it like it really is, bruh.
I am, motherfucker. Listen. But it's like if you're playing poker, right, Texas Hold'em, doesn't fucking matter. Sometimes you'll get a fucking spectacular hand. Sometimes you'll get absolute dog shit. It's like the same thing playing a game of bones, you know what I mean? It all comes down to fucking chance. But here's the thing. It's like, what does me, you know, accepting and pointing out and making a spectacle of my privileges that I was fucking brought up with, you know, based off of how I was fucking born, what part of the city, you know, what coast I'm on, fucking how many people I knew, you know, my fucking genealogy. Like, yeah, me admitting my privileges that I got isn't going to fucking help the issue. What I can do with the privileges that I was afforded, you know, is do the best I can to fucking better myself and better my people around me. You know, instead of these people fucking constantly complaining about, oh, I always dealt with this, and the government owes me this, or this person owes me this, or this person fucking owes me this, nobody owes you fucking shit. We were all dealt shit from the fucking beginning because we're not part of the 1%, and we're all trying to fucking make some of ourselves. Why are these fucking crabs in a bucket trying to break me fucking down? You know, I'm doing the best I can with what I was fucking afforded, you know, and it's like I'm not trying to squander the fucking privileges that I do fucking have. And my skin don't got shit to fucking do with it. I didn't even know racism existed until I was in my fucking 20s because of where I'm fucking from. You know what I mean? So how can you sit here and expect everybody to do the same exact fucking thing? Like, you know, we owe reparations or whatever the fucking case may be, retributions. But it's like you don't want to be lumped into a fucking group, yet you lump everybody else into a fucking group. And a lot of people fucking do that. White people, black people, fucking Asians do. It's just the way it fucking works. But the only thing that you can do is better yourself. You know, better yourself to be able to adapt and fucking change and really help and do something for the fucking situation, you know what I mean? There's people that need to actually discuss the problems and how they happen, and then there's the people that need to fix the problems. But we need both those types of fucking people. But sitting here bitching about who got a fucking better chance or who got awarded this or who got awarded this isn't going to help the fucking issue, because all you're doing is deflecting your own fucking personal responsibility and the fucking extreme ownership of what you should be fucking doing.
Yeah.
How you like damn apples, motherfucker?
Man, I don't like apples, bitch. Cash 916, what are your thoughts, bro?
Hey, look, I've been discriminated on most of my life, bro. You know what I mean? And I don't give a fuck, dude. Honestly, I appreciate motherfuckers that come to me face to face and be like, hey, motherfucker, I don't like you because of this, that, or the other. You get respect in my book. You know what I'm saying? As a retribution, doesn't nobody owe me a goddamn thing, bro? Look, I wasn't asked to be born in this fucking world. You know, my kids didn't be asked to be born in this world. My parents took care of me until I was of age to take care of myself, just like I'm going to take care of my kids until they're able to take care of themselves. Do I owe them anything? Fuck no. I don't even owe my kids shit. So how would I expect anybody to expect, you know, for them to owe me anything? You know what I mean? MF said it best. We've all been dealt shit hands. Not one of us on this fucking telephone line right now is privileged in any way besides our free voice that we have and to give you these opinions that are coming out of my mouth. That's the only thing that's owed. You know what I mean? And it's not even owed. It's like it's my opinion. goddamn thing. If you want to feel bad for me, then you feel bad for me, motherfucker. I'm not asking you for a handout. I'm not asking you for sympathy. You know, a lot of these people see other people, Indians get money from this. Black people are treated unfairly, so let's do this for them. Or Mexicans are treated unfairly, let's do this. No, man, fuck that noise, dude. Nobody owes anybody shit, not a goddamn thing. So if you want to sit, these are people that are begging with their hands up. They want something for free that no one will never want to work for it. No one's, you think fucking we're all boys here. You think Travis gives a fuck how I pay my bills? No, he don't owe me nothing. He don't owe me that. That's not his worries. That's not nothing on the agenda. That's not on his agenda. That's mine. That's something I have to worry about. Is he worrying about my kids? Fuck no. Hey, I'm sure he's concerned because he's my boy. But does he owe that? No, he don't owe me a thought, bro. You know what I mean? But us as human beings, we like to see what other people have, and we want to put a hand out. How about you? How about you put your hand back in your fucking person, and you work for what you want, not for what someone's gonna give you? Because that's a gift. And then once you're giving gifts, you don't appreciate shit. Once you get it handed to you your whole fucking life, don't ever appreciate nothing. So fuck that with the whole handout, retribution, whatever, redemption. Fuck that noise, dude. Nobody owes you a goddamn thing. I look at my kids, I provide for you. I don't owe you shit. Do you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is, bro. That's how America is. When people stop worrying about getting fucking hurt feelings, their fucking butthole sore, for what? For people to debate on it? Fuck you and your debate. Dude, nobody owes you shit. Get your ass up and work for it. If you want recognition, you work towards recognition. You want fame and fortune, you work towards fame and fortune. You want to be left the fuck alone, keep your fucking mouth shut and do you, bro. That's all, man. That's how I feel about retribution.
Man, and I love it because, you know, y'all know, y'all my boys, so y'all already know the true story of me, and you know very few people know the true story of me. And I look back to when I was fucking waiting for McDonald's or Burger King to close so I could catch a meal out the dumpster because I was living in my car. Or when Wendy's would, you know, somebody would throw a salad plate back in the day when they used to have those yellow salad plates in the salad bar in the middle of the restaurant. Excuse me. And I would take one of them and go wash it off in the bathroom and fucking eat. And everything from that point in my life, once my grandfather, well, he ain't my blood, but he might as well be because he's more to me than anything will ever be in this world, you know, gave me the guidance and the knowledge that I need. I earned everything my motherfucking self. I ain't asked nobody for nothing, you know. And that's what really upset me about this pre-planned attack on who I am. But I think if it wasn't for the respect and the brotherhood that, you know, we all four have for each other and the talks that we have away from the radio show, and, you know, I think it would have been a lot harder on me. You know, I looked at myself in the mirror and I saw no reflection. And it caught me by surprise because I was like, fuck, do I walk away now while I'm at the top of my game? Or do I walk away at the end of 2020 from shooting and continue to let these people try to tear me down, continue to try to let people, you know, belittle my character and my legacy? And, man, I thought long and hard about it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck them. You know, if I'm taking up that much space in your head, I ain't paying fucking rent, for one thing. But it shows that what you try to do to me, ain't nobody gonna buy it, and it didn't go nowhere. And in all actuality, what it actually did was get me 4 or 5 new contracts. So, you know, I started off 2019 with a bang, and it's actually more work than I can handle right now, which is tremendous. But at the same time, man, I feel you, bro. It's like nobody owes anybody shit. Nobody even owes anybody an explanation. If you don't like what the fuck I'm doing, get the fuck on. If you don't like what's on my page or what I got to say in life, get the fuck on. I'm not paying you to stand here. I'm not asking you to believe in me. Nor am I asking for you to give your opinion. You know, because opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one. And I don't know. I'm a preacher man. I'm a preacher man. Take that preacher man shit and take it back to your little whatever congregation, because I sure as hell ain't never met no preacher like that. I got one word for you, little preacher man. When that day comes that we meet face to face, I'm going to fuck you up. That's just all there is to it. I'm going to fuck you up. You're worth going to jail for, bro. Because you try to take food off my table. You fuck with the food on my table, bruh, you fit not to you ain't going to have no teeth when I'm done with you. You ain't even going to be, the last thing on your mind is going to be food. And you know what, I hate having to be that way. I truly do. But, you know, me and MF, we had a talk earlier today about this situation, and you know what, I don't know, man. MF, I think you explained it the best, because I'm getting pissed, and I really don't want to explain this situation the way, because you know me, man. I come sideways sometimes. Explain your thoughts on our talk today.
Which one do you want? Fuck, dude, I don't know. It's like just even looking at the situation, you know, like what we talked about before, it's like even having an emotional response to it, you know, kind of gives them a little bit of fucking credit, a little bit of leeway. It's like, that, you know, you're taking a rent in their fucking head. But it's like what they're doing and how they did it's not cool. You know, it wasn't right. And, you know, this is the little underhanded tactics and everything else. But it's affecting how you're fucking, you know, how you're feeling. It's affecting your mood, bro. So it's like, in turn, when you think about it, it's affecting your fucking life. It's their peons. You're like, you know, if you're a fucking lion, a mouse shouldn't even fucking concern you in the least way, shape, or form. And at the same time, too, look at that. It's like, dude, like, for how and what they are, as little as the show, like the dude straight up said he's a fucking nobody. Like, he straight up admits it. I'm a nobody, right? And it's like, and you tried to take on a giant, dude, like, and look what happened. Good for you. It's like, good for you. And he's not even the one that's fucking doing it or has to do anything about it. You know, people will take up fucking arms over shit and they don't fucking realize it. It's like, dude, it's like, you just picked a fight with the wrong fucking person. Now you're suffering the fucking repercussions of the shit. And you claim to be a fucking preacher, so I already have a fucking issue with you. You know, then you admit to having a legion of fucking trolls. Like, this motherfucker controls trolls. Like, he's a cult leader. You know, every religion started off as a cult in the first place, but that's off topic. But, you know, he's super fucking, like, cultish leader to me. It's just the way he's gotten in the way his people fucking operate. You know, like how they were talking with you about, you know, MS fucking this and this. I'm like, yeah, dude. I'm like, of course I like to fucking pay attention to everything. I was like, I don't have an emotional attachment to the situation outside the fact that you're fucking with the homie. But at the same time, I do what I do. I'm a man of the fucking shadows. I'm like, you don't know what I do or why I do it. Just understand that everything I do has a purpose. You know, and you can't attack me because you can't fight a shadow. It don't work that way.
But yeah, go ahead. What?
No, it was just what they did and how they did about doing it. I'm a strategist, bro. Like, I'm a tactician. It was like, it was foolish. It was ill-prepared. You know, and the fact that it was premeditated, too, is like, it's kind of fucking sloppy. It took you 3 months to come up with a plan that failed so quickly. Like, that's fucking pathetic. Like, you know, you didn't even fucking try. It didn't even take into account. You know what I mean? So they get what they get, bro. It's like, you know, you gave them enough rope, let them fucking hang themselves. But the more you talk about them, the more relevance you actually fucking give them. Like, you never know. Somebody might actually go check them out now. It may not be for a fucking good reason, but it's going to give them views. You know, like, the guy was excited about getting 1,000 views, bro. Like, I remember when the show started with 1,000. Like, we were just here, like, happy to be here, you know. I'm stoked for the people that still fucking listen to the show and continue to listen to the show and, you know, how much it's grown. Like, without the people listening to it, you know, like, we wouldn't fucking be here. But it's like, to sit there and pick fights with everybody, like, I just think it's a waste of time.
Yeah. Like, you know, I think I like the analogy that I said last week. You know, you might have your bright moment, but realize darkness always comes. You know, that's so profound, man. That really is. You know, I kind of want to jump and change the subject here and jump to my homeboy Travis. You know, I don't know why I like picking on you. You know, I pick on the ones I like the most, you know. And not in the Oligan J way, but, you know. So, oh, God. You know, we talked about the transgender issue. You know, we talked about the 78 different sexual orientations that are now out there. You know, now they're trying to say that, You can make a determination of your child's gender at birth. You can choose to have your child at a very, very young age transformed into either a boy or a girl through a surgical procedure. What are your thoughts on how science is manipulating the human form of life?
It should be illegal. It should be child abuse at the highest degree. There's nothing more sickening to me than a parent taking a, you know, 6, 7, 8, even 12, anything under fucking 18, and honestly, I think that's too young. But you see so many parents today who are taking 6 and 7 year old little boys and saying this little boy wants to be a girl, so we need to get him started on fucking hormones and fucking surgery. It's sick. Like, that is fucking crazy to me. And I heard a story the other day about this guy in New York. He has an 8-year-old son and a 10-year-old son. He taught his, you know, sons to get off at the bus stop and walk the 11 blocks to his fucking home. Eventually, his two sons got stopped by the police, and it ended up, you know, they calling CPS on the dad for saying, why would you let your 8- and 10-year-old son walk the 10 blocks home from school, because he thought they needed a little bit of fucking independence. Somehow that is child abuse, to try and, you know, teach your children to be smart and to look out for one another and be a little bit independent at a proper age, but yet we need to give the fucking 6-year-old, probably homosexual boy, if he's already into that kind of thing, it could just be a little gay boy, you know, who grows up and doesn't have to go through fucking surgery and take hormones and do all this kind of fucked up things. You know, let's not forget the fact that transgenders in general have, like, the highest fucking suicide rate that there is out there. And after, you know, especially as it goes on further and further, you know, after 5, 10, 15 years, man, it is a psychological disorder that needs to be treated as such. And we have to move past, you know, we have to move past this. If this becomes normal to where, you know, children get to choose their gender every day, it will be the undoing of everything that is reality and that is society that we live in.
You know, I have to agree with that. You know, we went sideways all over. We still got 15 minutes, but we went sideways. We went everywhere today. It wasn't my intent, but it's kind of like today was a tremendous day for me because, you know, I added a new aspect to my life, and it was something that I didn't think would ever come around or that I would ever allow, but it's pretty dope, man. It's nice to feel appreciated in certain criteria and aspects. You know, Johnny, man, bro, I got to be honest with you, man. The new shit is fire. The licks you sent me, bro, they're defining a new artist. They're defining a new path in you. You know, what has allowed you to change but not change who Cash 916 is? Because the new music is fire, but it still has the element, the aspects of the old. What is allowing you to define yourself more as an artist in the platform and the genre that you're in?
Freedom. I can rap to whatever beat I want. I can say the lyrics that need to be said or how I'm feeling at that time. I'm not bound by a record label. I'm not bound by a manager. I'm not bound by a publicist. You know, nobody owes me. I don't owe anybody. I do it for me. You know what I mean? So the music reflects me. It may not reflect my how I am as a person in some ways, but it reflects what's going on with me at that time, or a time in my life, or a point, or something that I've seen a family member go through, or something, and that's just how it comes out, you know. And then from the release of the album, like the older stuff that you guys heard, till now, I'm just getting flooded with a lot of other artists, not just locally, but from other areas, man. I've gotten a guy that hit me up from Chicago. I've gotten a guy that's hit me up from Philadelphia, from New York. They're all, you know what I mean? I'm starting to find an audience now, you know, for only being in this for 3 years, 3.5 years now.
You know, my audience is starting to fall in, you know, I'm starting to find out, you know, who really fucked with me and what, you know, what area. Because to me, honestly, there's three genres of rap to me. There's a hip hop, there's rap music, and then there's mumble rap. You know, you got to fall somewhere in between. I kind of fall in between the more hip hop rap side. You know, I can get crazy lyrical on a song that will reach the hip hop heads in the older generation. Oh man, he said that. Oh, he told a story in that way. And then I can go tap into the newer generation of rap, and that I can tell you about my past and tell you about the shit that's relevant for you guys right now. I tell you how I used to do that when I was younger, or try to guide you in a different way. It's just the freedom of me, just having the freedom of me being me, myself, and whatever I want to do it. Not to be, only rap to this beat or only rap this style. I have nobody telling me what to do. You know, that's what's the music I'm creating now is my music. It's nobody else's music but mine. And I'm getting a lot of people that want me on features, or, you know, they want to do an album together. You know what I mean? I have an album dropping hopefully at the end of this month. It's me and a buddy of mine, my buddy T-Side. You know, so hopefully it's he's from L.A., Southern California. He's a black dude. He's a Clip. You know what I mean? Or he was back in the day. I'm from Northern California. I'm a Mexican guy. It's two different spectrums that you're coming from. You know,
yeah, Norteño.
Different people. You know, and that's just how it goes, man. You know, I mean, but it's the freedom. To answer your question, it's just the freedom of me doing me and me being me and doing what I want and, you know, and saying what I want.
Now, I'm going to put MF on the spot here because, you know, I add a little bit more time to the live show just in case we needed it. But, MF, I know you don't like gratification. I know you don't like to be humbled. I know you don't like any light shined on you whatsoever. But I look at Travis Hyland. I look at Johnny. I look at Oleg and Jay. I look at Party Foul. I look at everybody that you've correlated into my life. And the one thing that comes out of everybody is, you know, MF, you know, told me to find what makes me happy, what I want to do in life, whether it be fighting or whatever. How does it feel for a man of your age, your caliber, to make such an impact on individuals that are a part of such a truly knit dot? I mean, because the Misfits of Gold are just a dot of solid people, but yet, you know, you look at Oleg and Jay and you tell them they don't want to fight no more. Well, go do your thing. Follow your path. You know, you look at other aspects of the sport, other people that you surround yourself with, you tell them, man, do what makes you happy. And with that being done, you've allowed people to find greatness in their life. And I know you don't like the humility. I know you don't like to take the accolades. But what does MF Beck take away from that type of aspect of life?
Fuck, man. To be honest, it's like a burden. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. And for the record, you know, Johnny did Johnny. Like, I just fucking, you know, we happen to know each other from the same fight team. I like his fucking music. You know, he was always cool with me, and I'd like to fucking help people, dude. But Johnny did all that shit on his own. You know what I mean? He followed himself, being himself, you know, by himself, for himself. So for the record. But I don't know, man. It's just, I guess, it's worry. You know, I never wanted to be in the front. I never wanted to be, like, any type of leader-type person. You know, it's definitely not in my fucking top 10 to-do list. And so, to me, it was like a burden, you know what I mean? Like, something I didn't want to do, but yet these people, they looked to me to help them in whatever way it could be. You know, that just seemed to be something I was always drawn to. You know, and being a person that's like, you know, I had to fight my own demons, I could kind of recognize it in other people, so I just do what I can to help. Because, you know, I've been there. I've been in that dark and lonely place where it's like, you know, you feel like nobody understands you, nobody's helping you, like, everything's just going fucking wrong, like, you know, you're doing the same thing over and over again, and you can't figure out why fucking, you know, life isn't fucking helping you out, or why the light isn't fucking shining on you, you know, so it's, but it's, the fucked up thing is, like, once you go there, there's no coming back, you know, like, you can't really fucking look away from it ever again, so the only thing I can do is just help people shine, You know, that's the best thing I could do because they need it. You know, somebody needs to be there in the back to watch them. And it's like, they, I wouldn't say depend on it, but they look to me for whatever they look to me for. So it's like, it's out of my hands now. You know what I mean? So all I can do is just help. And it's like, if I have the ability to help them and I don't, you know, like what type of person does that make me in the first place? You know, it's like you had the ability to help somebody, but your ass just sat back and watched. Like, it's kind of fucked up, you know. But I grew up kind of dealing with that. But at the same time, I realized that I didn't because I still had, you know, my mentor growing up. It was kind of fucking trippy how it happened. But it was like there's always somebody there that's going to be there for you. And it's like some people might not have it or they might have it and didn't recognize it. Or maybe the person just didn't take the time out of their day to do it, you know what I mean? But it was within those people that I was able to find myself. And actually, I kind of pulled myself out of that. Out of that particular darkness. So it's like, I guess that could be what's owed, you know, my sanity and, you know, turning my life around and actually doing, you know, things the right way. Because it's fucked up, Don. You know, it really is. Like, you know, you come up and you start thinking you're a good person. You do everything to help people and everything else. And then one day you wake up and realize you're a fucking monster. And, you know, it kind of puts things in fucking hindsight because you start looking back at everything you did. That was selfish, that was, you know, conceited, that you only did for you. It didn't matter who you hurt or who you affected in the process. Because there's the people that you know you hurt, but then there's the people that you don't know that were affected by it. And it could be life-altering, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you got to sit there and actually burden that fact that, you know, to them it was a life-altering moment, but to you, it was a fucking Tuesday. Like, it's cold peace, dude. And it's like when people actually look to you for guidance, it's like, that's why I don't get it. That's why I don't like it. It's just like, yeah, I got my own fucking demons. I got my own problems, and I'm definitely not somebody that you should look up to. But at the same time, you know, if I can help, who would I be if I didn't?
Yeah, exactly, man. That's kind of how I feel. And, you know, I never admitted to being perfect. Fuck, I'm far from it. You know, it. We all know this. It bothers me to be called a legend. It bothers me that people say I'm an icon and all this crap, because, dude, I'm just a dude that hits a button on a camera. I'm just a guy that rocks a fucking radio show 4, 5, 6, 7 times a week. Lately it's getting to be that way. And, you know, I like the point that you brought up, that you may have done something that affected somebody without you even knowing, and it's just another fucking day to us. And, you know, that's why years ago, man, you know, because I can go post boo on my fucking, on my social media and get hundreds and if not thousands of likes. But one day I realized, man, going through a bunch of different people, because I wanted to see who was liking my shit. And I started going through people's pages, and I see post after post after post with no likes. And it bothered me, man. I was like, what the fuck? Am I as ignorant as everybody else? And so what, I made it a point in my life from that point forward to just go on random people's pages that are on my friends list and like their post. You know, and I made an effort to respond to every comment, reply to every post. And, you know, the other day, a buddy of mine that, man, I didn't even know I talked him into going back into fighting. Called me, and he was in the hospital. He almost died, dude. He had, you know, I didn't mean to laugh about it, but it's just, I don't know why people look up at me like this, but he got back into training. He got hit in the side, and when he got up, it was concave, and he found out he had gangrene and sepsis and a septic infection inside of him. Well, he ended up
having
to go to the hospital, and he almost died. Well, they had to move him to another hospital. He has to have another surgery Tuesday. He may not live, you know. And it's like I called, I picked up the phone, and I reached out to him because it's a dude that likes a lot of my shit, comments, but we've never talked truly, you know, man to man. And I called him, and it meant the world to him. You know, see, it's the simple little things in life that we can do, but we all overlook, you know? And that's the whole ideology of the show is, yeah, we come on here, we talk about things, we express things, but we're not perfect. These are just our views, our thoughts. But to hear that man say it meant everything in the world for me to call him and check on him, because he said, you're a legend. You're a man that I didn't even realize, knew I existed. And I'm like, have I let myself or where I'm at in this world go beyond who I truly am? And I'm not sure, but Travis, what are your thoughts on that aspect of human nature?
I mean, man, what does it say about the state of society that, you know, a simple phone call really can have that big of an impact on people, man? That's why I stress so much, you know, that people need to get the fuck off social media. Stop fucking texting. Go sit down with somebody and have a fucking conversation. Look them in the fucking eye. It is a completely different fucking experience, man. And it's, you know, it is the biggest detriment to everybody, to everybody's mental health, to everybody's fucking sanity. You know, and we're all going around every fucking day, you know, and people are wanting this fucking connection with other people. But now that we have more connectivity than ever, everybody's more isolated than ever. And I think that, you know, that's why you're seeing such a rise in anxiety, such a rise in these fucking pharmaceutical pills, such a rise in depression, you know, because people are missing that human interaction. And even just a phone call is so much different than fucking text messaging nowadays.
It truly is. I found that out in the last couple of days myself. You know what? I'm not going to mention the gentleman's name, but I'm going to throw this back on Johnny. Johnny, you don't got to hold back this time. I'm going to play a sound clip because, you know, I figured we'd do this at the end of every show. We'll bust out a couple sound clips and we'll get your guys' thoughts. But you've already, all three of you have already heard this sound clip, but I want your real thoughts on this. Here we go.
What up, y'all? It's MK Ultra. I wrote this with all my friends on Facebook. It's called Facebook Lies. Go ahead and share this with your friends.
Haters, hoes, gather round. This is for all the...
That's all the airtime you gonna get, bitch. Johnny, what are your true thoughts? I think it's shit.
I said it before. You know what I mean? I even said it when he was on the air. You know what I'm saying? With you. It could have been better. I appreciate, like, why you did it. I get your reasoning. But the production of it, the quality of it, the cadence of it, every part of the production of it, even some of the lyrics, they just don't go. You don't, you know, you don't flow. You don't bob your head to that. You don't, you know, you're trying to listen, but you're trying to get past the horrific sounds that's coming out, you know, coming out the speaker. No, 100%, bro. You know, you're trying to, like, dude, that just beat drop right there, and he just come in right there. From doing music, it's like, no, you shouldn't have said that. No, you should have said that later. Or the beat should have dropped right here. Or you should have switched up cadence right here when this beat changed up. It's a poorly done. It's a decent message. I'm not saying it all, you know, I'm not saying it's all 100% true, because obviously it was lies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's not an all-around good production. I understand it. I understand the message. It could have been put together a lot better. A lot better.
I think that's about as good as it's going to get. MF,
that's,
you're
yeah.
an aficionado in the music. What are your thoughts, bro?
Well, it was like I said the fucking last time too. Is, you know, I get what he was saying. I appreciate the fucking message behind it, but dude, like, it was just fucking whack. It was like I'm sitting here, like, even as you were playing it, I was kind of like goofing around, fucking just bouncing around. But it's like, that's how it makes me feel. Like, it makes me feel like I want to joke to this. I want to make fun of this. It's like you ruined your whole message by coming at it fucking stupid. But now that I actually know who that is, like, there's a face and a person behind who that is, it's even more of a fucking joke to me. Like, I don't fucking get it. I'm like, how could you be a priest, a fucking puppet scientist, and you got this fucking rap thing with Facebook Live, and actually done, like, now I get why you said hip-hop, but I think that's a fucking embarrassment to hip-hop in itself, dude, because hip-hop's actually kind of fucking dope to me. Some of the shit rides. Like, that motherfucker ain't even hip-hop, bro. Like, I don't fucking care. But it's even more of a fucking joke. You know, like, I know 13-year-olds that have their own fucking studio that did better than that fool did. Like, I understand, you know, but God, I'm trying to make a message and blah, 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 blah. It's like, bro, it's like, you're so fake you don't even know what message you're fucking giving. You got three different personalities. How are you a priest, a puppet, and a fucking pussy? Like, I don't fucking get
it. Dude, that's the same guy? That's all the same guy?
That's all the same guy. But as soon as that voice kicked in, I was like, it's the same fucking guy. Yeah, dude, it's even more of a joke to me now. I'm like, that's satire. Like, how could you, and you're mad about shit? No.
Oh, my God.
Parody is a parody.
Bro,
right? Like,
now this all, now this all makes sense. Now it all makes sense to fucking, you're not successful at this. You're not successful at this, and you're gonna try to demean this man right here? God damn, bro, he's not successful as a man. You might as well Bruce Jenner your shit, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Right.
For real, dude.
I don't know if you got anything to add to that.
Hey man, he could cut off his dick, you know, and like be one of the transgender fucking power athletes.
Hey, bro, when he called you a snake, he was like, you're a snake.
Yeah.
Why are you lying, bro? He said it just like that. He was like, you snake.
That'll get him real.
Slippery little snake.
He's all
transgender.
You looked at me in my eyes. You put your arm around me, and you told me you loved me.
Well, motherfucker, did that physically happen? Did that actually physically happen? Did we hug? Did I look you in the eye?
I've never even met the motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. Facebook is reality.
Oh, dude. All right, let's jump to another group, a different genre, and we'll get your thoughts.
Bam, bam, bam.
I can't even tolerate that. Cash.
Hey, I was trying, man, but I can't really. You got to come harder than that, man, especially if you're a young artist. I'm an old artist and coming harder than that nonsense. But, like, hey, like I said, right now there's three kind of genres of music, man, of hip-hop. It's hip-hop, rap, and mumble rap. Like, this shit, they're rapping offbeat, they're rapping off-key, they're putting too many words in a bar to where you're trying to catch it. Like, some of the beats are dope, don't get me wrong, but you're like, you're trying to, and you can't really fucking get there because we're used to art. You know what I mean? You're called an artist. You know what I mean? You have a program. You have, you know, a art that you do. And if, you know, bro, that's not a Picasso, bro. That's my daughter's water painting right there. Do you know what I'm saying? but that's how you feel. So how are you gonna be looking at Picasso? You know what I'm saying? Michelangelo. How are you gonna look at all the great artists? You know what I mean? And then look at a fucking water painting or a finger paint from a kindergartner. You know, how is that considered art? It's considered art, but no, this is kindergarten art comparison.
Yeah, my thoughts. They don't even deserve a response from MF or.
I actually want to say something. How are you going to say they don't deserve a response? I want to actually say something.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, give me my fucking 10 seconds. Now, that's a perfect example to me of fucking unsharpened talent. For one reason only. The beat was dope. Yeah, it was like what Johnny said. He was trying to fit too much shit. Like, he wasn't really catching the beat. But, like, that would be like a rough draft if you were writing an essay. You know what I mean? Like, I come from a metal and a hip-hop background, dude. So it's like I wrote two different types of music. You know, like when we would do it, we would record one version. Okay, everybody gets that, go back, like, okay, we're going to change up some shit, see how this fits. We do one more version, and then everybody takes that back home, does the same shit. By the time we record it the third time, that shit is fucking done. And with hip-hop, it's even easier. You know what I mean? You can just fucking sit there and record some shit, come back, like, okay, I need to change this. I can fit this better. I can do this. But it's like, you're not trying to sharpen your lyrics. You're not trying to sharpen your delivery. You're not trying to, you know, ride the beat. All you're doing is just putting a catchy-ass fucking beat with some auto-tune. And that's another thing, too. Motherfuckers got lazy with auto-tune. Anytime I hear auto-tune, I automatically think that they're going to be lazy with the rest of the song. Because you didn't even take the time to work on your voice to do what you want to do. You just had a machine do it for you.
Exactly. Travis, you got any 2 cents to throw in that on that, bro?
Yes, there's 8 families that own 90% of the wealth in this country, and everybody needs to go home and Google Jeffrey Epstein's Island. It's a Clinton financial advisor, and he literally has a pedophile island.
All right, well, I'm going to play one more artist, and then I'm going to get your thoughts on this, and then we'll go ahead and wrap things up. But this, we're going to jump into the hip-hop world. So he jumped out of bed with his sister to do this. So it was either his sister, his mom, or his cousin. But, you know, things happen in the backwoods. And I ain't hating on him for it, but I just don't roll that beat, you know, roll to that beat. But here we go.
Yeah. honest and anguish. I just been trying to stay positive while I'm surrounded with all these finagles. Vultures and snakes, they poking and patient. Switch up the floor on occasion. Started it all in the basement, buried it.
To me, that's just all over the place. What are your thoughts? We'll go with Cash first.
Hey, I like it. He took. It's all over the place. There's a lot of words, but Drake uses a lot of words when he needs to. I'm not comparing them to Drake, but I was bouncing my ass off. I liked the way the beat sounded. I liked the way the hook sounded, and then when they came in, the delivery was nice. Shortened up the words a little bit, but I liked that one. That one's not bad at all. That's something I'd listen to for real. I mean, you know, the thing is, like, it's newer music. You gotta fall in with the times and kind of understand what it is. And from hearing all the newer shit come out, and you know, there's something similar, but you can't pinpoint that to an artist. Like, he doesn't sound like Bun B. He doesn't sound like this person. It's a newer sound, but it's still that whoever that is, it's still that person.
Yeah. MF?
No, I definitely think I was the best out of all of them. Yeah. Dude had his own little flavor to it. Even the all over the place, like, I kind of get that, dude. Like, I come from a metal background, you know what I mean? So it's like, I got what he was fucking doing with it. It's just, sometimes it's like an ice sculpture, you know what I mean? You can't do too, you can only do so much to it before you just end up completely fucking changing or whittle it down to fucking nothing. So it's like, what he was doing, it was fucking dope. Like, I like the delivery. I like how he came in on the fucking verse. It was like, yeah, like, do I think, like, there should have been some things, like, he should have spaced it a little bit better. You know, he took his time with his delivery rather than try to rush it. But I felt what he was saying. I felt what he was trying to get across. You know, I was fucking bouncing the beat, and he was riding it. He was playing with it. So I definitely think it was a well-written song, you know. But that comes with new artists, too, like it was raw. That's why I kind of like that, like the imperfection, you know what I mean? Like, you still have some room for improvement, but for what he did, I think it was a dope song.
Travis?
I also agree that was the best out of the three. I thought he kind of sounded like Kendrick Lamar a little bit in the beginning. But, I mean, yeah, there is some hip-hop out there, if that's what you'd want to call that in the category of. It does have a decent flow, a good sound to it, you know. And if they're tricky and creative with the lyrics, man, you got to take that bit of, you know, cultural flavor onto what your music is. I mean, you know, for me nowadays, I kind of don't listen to very many things in English anymore, or everything I listen to is like 90s rap and shit.
You know, I lied, man. I got one more, and it's only because it's 40 lyrics, 40 bars, 40 transitions, and I want to get your guys' thoughts on this before we bounce out of here, because, man, I like adding this aspect to the show, because, you know, it makes me feel like we're the fucking Muppets sitting up in the balcony, man, you know, ridiculing shit, but
you're the only one looks like a Muppet.
I'm
going to
drop this last one,
long,
and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Like already.
The mic to your lips, time to cipher. I just took a nice hit, now I'm feeling hyper. Chilling with my vipers, most of us delinquents. Frequently tripping up your mind with the sequence. Rappers getting seasick, they can't keep up with the flow. Yo, did you know I've been floating to the pinnacle? See his throat choking, your squad's embarrassed. Leave your doors open, I'ma rob you like Ligaris. Manipulation gets the best of your mental. Faces eating up your chest like you're smoking mental. Weapon is a pencil, got him tracing back like a stencil. Grinding every night like dental. Picked up the rental, had to choose the Cadillac. Old school rappers back, do the cabbage patch. Right after that, I'ma hit you with the 1-2. Mike, chickity check, we don't need to do a run through. I don't need to punch you, I could just run you with my rhymes and my
Cash 916.
Bro, that's classic hip hop, G. That man wants to be heard. You know what I mean? He has lyrics that make you listen to him. You want to listen to that. And he switches up his style. He's doing classic, you know, like that shimmy shimmy yah. You know, he got that. He makes you think hip hop. It's a classic hip hop beat, and the bars are nice, the delivery's nice, and he's being heard. It makes you want to listen to him.
Yeah, you know, in a way, it kind of reminds me of a young Wu-Tang Clan, a Tribe Called Quest. You know, that kind of aspect.
A classic hip hop. Even third base,
yeah.
Third base got some raw stuff too. You know, they have that, and you have, you know,
your classic Wu-Tang, your classic hip-hop groups, man. Even Digable Planets, that along that era, you know. That's right.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, these are all music artists that send me their shit, you know, and I pick from thousands of artists. So this is why I added this to the program, because it allows me to get thoughts of other people correlated across the country. MF, what are your thoughts on that?
Man, that was my favorite one so far. Because it reminded me fucking kind of the same area you guys are talking about, but it reminded me more like a Far Side and a Souls of Mischief, you know, kind of flavor. It was like early 90s West Coast, but not early 90s West Coast gangster shit. It was like the actual hip-hop
right.
scene from over there. But, dude, that was my favorite shit. Like, he rode the beat. He rode the beat fucking perfectly. It was a classic hip-hop fucking beat. But the way he did it, he was smooth, but you could feel what he was actually fucking saying and how he would play with it and go up and down, and he would actually kind of chase it and follow it. And, like, what he was doing, his delivery was dope. That's my favorite one so far today.
Yeah, that was mine, too. Travis?
Yeah, you got to give that dude a shout-out, because that is something I would actually...
Yeah, I love that shit.
You know, that is way more... my style. It's simple, it's clean, you know, but yet he can play with his words. And, you know, just like Johnny said, he has that kind of delivery where he makes you want to listen to him, man. And it's like he doesn't need all this overproduced fucking auto-tune, this and that. A simple, clean fucking beat that you can ride to, and some fucking words and some conviction, man. That was beautiful. Who was that, Don?
That was Metanoise.
Like Meta Knight. I'll remember that shit. Yeah.
Metanoise.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Give that man a shout-out.
40. I'll hook you all up with the album. I got the album, you know, so I'll hook all of you all up with the album, the digital album, so y'all can listen to all the tracks.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, when I listened to it, like I said earlier, it reminded me of A Tribe Called Quest. It with a flair of Public Enemy, and, man, actually, even a little bit of... how would you want to say it, man? Digital Underground, like Johnny said. You know, I think that young man is on to something. You know, I truly do. Hey, man, we need to get up out of here. We've been in here 22 minutes longer than we usually are, but I wouldn't feel right. And Johnny, I apologize that I haven't uploaded any more of your new music, but I got to be honest with you, man. This the one track that we're going to leave on is my favorite of yours. But before we leave out on that, I'm going to give each and every one of you a say before we get off the air here. I'm going to toss the mic to Travis first.
I kind of threw mine in there, man. Everybody go home and Google Jeffrey Epstein's Island. That motherfucker's a pedophile and needs to be in prison.
Well, on that note, we'll jump to MF's random thought of the week, and it's not Travis.
Man, actually, a random thought. I've been reading this book. It's called The Dichotomy. Thank you. The Dichotomy of Leadership by these two Navy SEALs, fucking Jocko something and Lake something. Jocko will link. Thank you. But either way, but it's an interesting perspective, man. You know, to take out like what we were talking about earlier on leadership is, you know, you feel like your position, you're awarded or afforded certain, you know, liberties where it's like you have the right to do this. But at the same time, it's like, how do you balance it out between, you know, drawing your line in the sand and actually being lenient and, you know, not sweating the small shit. You know, it's like the what do you call it, the currency of the leader. It's where you're going to expend it.
Yeah. You know, we're going to drop the mic and cash 916, man. Hey, man, you know what? Let's do something different, man. Let's see how you really are, homie. You know, you're great at giving advice and thoughts. But let's hear some free flow, homie, on the way out. And then I'll drop doing it right.
Bro, you really want a freestyle?
Nigga,
did I
ask you?
Bro, let me go. Let me go in, dog. That's the whole point.
Go for it.
You're right. All right, listen. You really want a freestyle? It come with a fee now. If you ain't my homie, I'm asking at least 3,000. That's all I got, man. I'm going to stay here. Unless you hit me up on my Cash App or PayPal, nigga, ain't nothing free in this motherfucker, man. Not even freestyles ain't free. You feel me?
Hey,
nah, I'm
hey,
playing.
You know what?
Plug right there, if you just left out those last two words.
All right.
Hey,
on the real,
bro.
Hey,
bro. But look, hey, those three sentences right there killed 90% of the music that you just fucking listened to me.
you know.
Nah, this what I'm fitting
Come
to
on.
Play right now is gonna kill everything that I play today. So on that note, man, I love you, my brothers. Till next week, we are the Misfits of Gold Weekly Special. Peace out, and we're gonna drop. We're gonna end the show today with Cash 916. Go check him out on Instagram. And Johnny, where are you? You're everywhere.
Bro, I'm mainly on Instagram. I got a Facebook fan page. Just K, capital K, A, dollar sign H. You'll find me. I'm the only Mexican Cash. All the other ones are brothers. You feel me?
You fit in the field, Cash 916, right now, man. This is my favorite lick. It's off his first, I believe, one of your first albums. But still one of my favorites to date. And I'm going to play it in its entirety before we leave. But to y'all, till next week, we are the Misfits, and we will continue to run this show the way we see fit. On that, here's some Cash 916.
Yeah. Can you hear me? Hey. My G killing with the
West, hey.
Hey, let's show them how to do it. Stoves. Hard stand. Cheese. Renesy. Come on, let's kill them on this one. Let's show these youngsters how to do it, yeah. Cause they doing it wrong. We doing it right. Hey. Shout out Heart Fam, this coming from the Heart Fam. Fuck that nigga Daniel, we pull up in the dark van. 18 hopping out, no fear like we parachuters. Minivan hopping out, I got a parachute. Call them both Yosemite Sam, they got a pair of Rugas. Iron sharp and fine, yeah, but first you gotta forge a fire. Ever been back in the corner and been forced to fight? We shooting at your roof, we ain't aiming for your tires. Yeah, we putting the booth all day, all night. Yeah, we never tired, this ain't a homicide. Homie, be cool, just a lyrical assassination in the booth. Get it? Assassination bloop. Then I blew the top off of the Lincoln and I'm speeding through. I got the real spitters, it's a melee. Yeah, I'm nutty with these bars, call me Payday. Got 'em, Cash out.